What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I had to go about it, write it out.
This is the final word, Australia West Indies Daily. Jeff Lemon and Bharat Sundaresan in the beautiful Adelaide Hills. And if you're watching this on the video, you will note a particularly unusual thing, which is the sight of Bharat Sundaresan wearing a tie, not only a jacket, but a tie. It's still colourful, it's still loud, but what's happening with you this evening?
Hello, Jeff. I am off to the Adelaide Club for, I'm hosting a keynote session with former England captain Michael Vaughan. Mm-hmm. They said it's a black tie event.
Okay.
I don't have ties. I somehow found
black
this.
Ones.
No, I don't even know whose tie this is, but it was there. It was pink in color. I'm assuming black tie events also include black jackets or the blazers or whatever they're called.
Sure.
I don't have those either.
No.
So this is the best I have. So this is what they get.
Traditionally, you would go like white shirt, black other clothing, I imagine.
Yeah.
Maybe that you could have like a dark blue tie or something like
that.
But that's very boring. And one thing that you do is transcend norms and make boring people think about things differently. And you can tell because of the little frisson of excitement that they have when you show up. And they go,
what's that?
A gentleman in a brightly coloured outfit. What is that? So if you're just listening to the audio version of this, you won't have the experience of two enormous white dogs running in and out of the shot as well.
Yeah, with their toys. So
this might be worth finding the video of. But let's talk about if we can maintain our concentration. Oh, no, we're still recording. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sometimes somebody steps on the recorder. That's
yeah,
all
there you go.
this is going to be an award-winning video shoot, actually. The West
Indies. Still here.
Yeah, I'm still there. Still buried behind this avalanche of canine. Let's talk about West Indies first of all. They haven't officially released their team, but you kind of know what their team's going to be. You wrote the dossier about the lesser-known players on Cricket Buzz. Let's start from the position of someone who doesn't know much of what's going on and sort of whittle things down. So we know that Craig Brathwaite and Tej Chanderpaul are likely to open the batting.
Yes.
We know that when you've got your few experienced fast bowlers, so Kemar Roach is there and Alzari Joseph is there. And then I suppose it seems like it would either have been a battle between Shamar Joseph or between Akeem Jordan to be the third quick. Who's one out?
Shamar's one purely on the basis of how well he bowled in that previous game. Though, having said that, just his meteoric rise in the last 18 months and I've interviewed him, and that interview hasn't gone up yet, so I won't reveal too much. But even in the dossier, you know, just the stories that have been written about him already. He was working for a security firm in New Amsterdam, which is the closest town to the village Barakara he comes from, which did not have internet till 2018. It's an incredible story. And he takes a punt on himself, goes to New Amsterdam, starts working, playing cricket on the side. He gets spotted by someone, starts playing second 11 cricket for Guyana. Last year makes his first class debut, then gets picked for West Indies A to South Africa A. And I think that's where, more than what he did at the Karen Dalton Oval, I think he took 8 wickets in the second game, took a fifer and nearly won West Indies A again. That's where I think it was decided that not only will he make the test squad, but he will play that first test. Unless Akeem Jordan had out-bowled him in the warm-up game, which didn't happen either. So it is Shamar Joseph who will make his debut as we are being now taken over by the dogs.
Yeah, okay. We've got Olivia and Elfie. These are the two dogs, if you're catching up with this on Vision. If it's on audio, then you're not going to be you're not going to have a particularly good picture of what's going on. Just imagine a snowstorm.
Yeah.
It's pretty much that. It's a blizzard. Gudakesh Murthy, I assume, is going to be the spinner. Left arm orthodox, good operator, fairly substantial first-class career by this stage, and was, you know, would have been the first choice coming into this tour.
He was. And I think the only other option they had, or they have, is Kevin Sinclair, who hasn't played Test cricket. Again, read the dossier. Fabulous story, backstory. Kevin Sinclair, he's overcome a lot to get to this level. But you just could make out, even Murthy has played Test cricket and what he took 19 wickets against Zimbabwe. Yeah. But just the way Craig Brathwaite used him at the Karen Dalton Oval, he gave him very attacking fields.
Right.
And he bowled well as well. He bowled to the field. I think there's a lot to like about Murthy. He can be attacking and defensive. Not a lot of visiting finger spinners have done well in these conditions, so it won't be easy for him. But he was always going to play, I think. It was never going to, unless he picked up an injury. I didn't see Kevin Sinclair playing in place of him. Mm-hmm. The only way is if they decided to go in with the extra spinner or spin bowling
or
option.
Or in an all-rounder spot.
Yes,
maybe.
Exactly.
Like at a
yeah.
seven with De Silva at six, something like that.
Absolutely. That's the only way I could have seen that happen. But Justin Greaves, to his credit, will make his debut. Right. Batted well, made a half century in the first innings. Bowled with, started off very slow. He was like medium fast. But I thought his second and third spells in that game were quickish. So I think he plays as the batting all-rounder.
Okay. And presumably Joshua De Silva at seven.
Yes.
Who made 100 in that tour game as well. And then it's how they make up their middle order. They've got Alek Atanase, who we saw take on the bowling against India. When he played them, gee, what was it, 7 or 8 months ago now?
Yeah, July.
Well, yeah, it feels like a long time ago suddenly. Kavim Hodge, who made 99 in the tour game, he's going to be in there. And
he's making his debut, at number five.
And then Greaves, and would it be Kirk McKenzie? Or
Kirk McKenzie.
Make up the last spot?
Yeah, one down. I think he's the incumbent. He played one test against India. He's one down from Jamaica. So yeah, the batting lineup would be Brathwaite, Chanderpaul, McKenzie, Athanase. Apparently that's how we're saying his name. Athanase, like maize. At four, Hodge, Greaves, De Silva, Roach, Joseph, Murthy, in that order. Yeah.
Which gives them quite a few bowling options as well, because they've got that that Greaves option for an extra seamer, which may be required. It's an inexperienced side, as has been talked about ad nauseum, but you know, maybe they can pull a surprise.
I'm backing them, not just because, you know, of my love for the West Indies team, but I don't know, I can't think of any team, Jeff, who played Test cricket who had less to lose than this team. Last year when they came here, they had the likes of Kyle Mayers and Jermaine Blackwood, Jason Holder, and a few others who kind of had played a bit of Test cricket.
Yeah.
They had nothing to lose. But this team, like, it's yeah, like Pat Cummins said today when I spoke to him for the radio, he said it's like, it's exciting because not after school cricket or grade cricket do you play against an opposition who you know very little about. So even for Australia, it's going to be a bit of surprise as to what these guys have to offer. There's not a lot of footage of them out there, except the handful of games they played here or there. So that gives the West Indies a chance to surprise them, doesn't it? It's going to be tall order against this Australian team on a, on a drop-in pitch, which Damien Hoff has left a little extra grass on just because of the weather as well. So
did he do his presser? His annual
He did, of course.
Curator's presser.
Absolutely. And before he did his presser, I bumped into him in the parking lot, in a local language, local knowledge, local advantage as well. He pulled me aside and gave me like a lowdown on the pitch. He loves talking pitches.
How many mils of grass this year? What's the official word?
8 mm. He said 8 mm. Like,
we've had tens, we've had sixes.
We're
up to an eight. It was 10 for the first pink ball game.
That's correct. Yep. Yeah.
Did a bit.
And he said that he's just using the same surface or similar surface to what he would use for a pink ball test. He's not changing much from there.
Okay. And the Australian team, not much changing aside from Smith going up top. Green comes into the middle order to bat at four, where he's made most of his runs in Shield cricket, as we've all talked about ad nauseum over the last week or so. The same four bowlers as you would expect, which I was trying to figure this out. By my records, they played 26 tests together. I've seen other people say 27. I don't know if I'm missing one somewhere in there. But anyway, it's still more than any other quartet of Test bowlers have ever played together, and they'll be looking to add two more over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I was just trying to protect Ollie's modesty there in the video.
So she chose an unfortunate angle.
Yeah, she has right now. I mean, it's the same bowling attack, but just on Steve Smith and him facing the new ball, I was there, as expected, watching him have his first net as the official test opener.
Yep.
New shiny white ball, red ball. I've got to get used to this. First ball drives it. Oh, three. Oh, if I was batting in the middle, it would have gone straight to the fielder. All right, 3 of 1. Second ball, full toss, drives down the ground. 7 of 2. And then Usman Khawaja from the next net, he's like, it's like the bull never left. What happened to you? So Steve Smith is already enjoying the idea of being an opener. And Pat Cummins said he's never seen him more excited than this. And I can attest to that as well. He has been so excited, like a kid who's just about to go to this new school over the last 3 days in the Nets.
Let's get to a little final word. Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame brought to you by Cbus Super, the great superannuation fund in their 40th year, an average 8.99% on their default My Super account. Past performance, not a reliable indicator of future performance. They've been doing it for 40 years. Bharat, you've been following West Indies cricket for nearly 40 years.
Yeah,
and this week, you were heading up the broadcast on the tour game and you got to do the toss at a West Indies game. And the image I saw, you looked kind of shell-shocked. You looked a little overcome by the situation. Maybe more emotional for you than it was for Craig Brathwaite.
Oh, it was, certainly. Firstly, even before that happened, I was there at the Carrow Road to Noel Brighton early. And I spent the previous night thinking of the way, like, it reminded me of my first night before I became an umpire. Like, how will I signal someone out? And similarly, I was like, do I go with the Ravi Shastri? It's toss time! And eventually, I did end up saying toss time, but not like Ravi Shastri. And it was all happening. Like, you know,
chicken out? Did you get halfway into it and go, it's toss time?
No, the thing was, like, so I'll give you a bit of a backstory. So you see the toss happen on television, and, you know, it's done more professionally here. Yeah. I had one camera guy, and we decided that we'll do the toss on one side of the pitch. Then we just saw the captains and the match referee walk over with a coin. And I had a long chat with the match referee as well, Kent Hanman, nice guy. And then even before, they didn't even notice the camera. They were about to toss, so I had to run and say, no, hang on. We're recording the toss. And they were like, okay, fine. And then the camera guy said, yeah, but he has to do a little bit of an intro. So it didn't go to plan at all. I thought it'll be professionally done where I'll be standing there like Ravi Shastri. He's like, toss time! But it was not to be. So I had to kind of hold them off while doing the toss and do my little intro and then turn to them. So, but then they did then have to pose for the photo. And then I did the interview with them. But before that, just seeing the West Indian team walk out of the team bus, I was kind of taken aback by the fact that I don't know anyone. Not just in the team, but even in the support staff. Very unique experience for me. So Craig Brathwaite was the only guy I kind of know. I've known for a long time. So I walked up to him and said, this is a unique experience for me. I don't know anyone else.
Yeah.
So very politely, I said, Shamar Joseph, really quick. He's like, see for yourself, man. And then just walked away. So I don't know at that point whether he had no idea either of how quick he is. That's the feeling I got. But he was quick, so that was impressive. But yeah, it was emotional, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you had some other adventures because you had to help out one of the squad players with locating some goods.
Indeed, Shamar Joseph, the youngster, is going to make his debut tomorrow. So it's part of his backstory as a one-year-old kid, or he had a one-year-old kid when he quit his job. That kid is now two. He's got another daughter who's 5 months old. So the two-year-old kid, and he showed me pictures, is much bigger. Shamar is not a big man, as you'll see tomorrow. Already started playing cricket, and he's been hassling his dad for a bat. And Shamar had noticed one of the kids who'd come to the Carrow Road to Noel holding a Gray Nichols bat, which was that size.
Right.
And he wanted it. So I told him I'll sort it out for him. But then I interviewed him the next morning and he said, brother, I'll come with you. Can we go to these shops? And think about this, right? West Indian cricketer, he's wearing his kit, the cap, the jumper. And we're walking in Rundle Mall.
Yep.
It's busy at Rundle Mall. Nobody, forget about like batting an eyelid. Nobody even takes a second look at him. We go to Rebel Store. Sorry, I'm just giving out all these brand names, ain't I? Hopefully they start sponsoring us.
The ABC, we're okay.
I know. So, no luck there. I take him to another shop, no luck there. And then I drove him to the cricket warehouse shop where there he was, you know, picking up not just a little bat for his son, but buying himself an arm guard to face Pat Cummins and Josh Hazlewood and Mitchell Starc. And the irony was, at least five people that recognized me and said, "Ah, mate, I love your work." And they didn't even look at him. And I won't, like, you know, it was awkward for me to tell them, "Oh, this guy's going to be making his test debut." But I did think, when he walks out to bat tomorrow or day after tomorrow, wearing the arm guard that he bought from the cricket warehouse shop, and faces Pat Cummins, the two boys at the shop are going to be like, "Hey, that's the guy."
I hope they at least, like, comp him the arm guard. Like, give him a refund.
Hopefully, right? You would think so, yeah.
Can put a sticker on it or something. All right, that is the final word, Hall of Fame. Olivia and Alfie also get their spot for...
Indeed, Alfie's figured out where the camera is.
Yeah, he's totally worked out how to block you off completely. So, smart work, the perils of shooting at ground level, but from the Adelaide Hills, farewell. We'll be with you on day one at the Oval, and we'll see what this West Indies team can do up against Australia. Jeff Lemon, Bharat Sundaresan, patreon.com/thefinalword if you want to get involved with what we're doing. Thanks to Cbus. See you later. Protected, brother, I ain't fenced in. If my future questions my current senses, that'd be the same we've been doing for centuries. Sorry if I ran out to empty, wrote this so you know what I meant here. I had to go about it.